I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two neighbours, Adam and Juliet, talking about living in Montreal, Canada. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Hi, Adam. How are you finding living in Montreal?
Hi, Juliet. It's a great city, and I've got some good buddies now, guys who live on our street and work colleagues. Are you going to the street party to celebrate Canada Day?
You bet. It's a real important thing for me and my family. Celebrating it is an annual ritual for us.
I'll see you there, then. It's going to be a beautiful day. And that sudden shift from biting cold gales to beautifully balmy evenings when you can sit outside in a t-shirt until midnight is what drew me to Montreal. It's awesome.
I know what you mean. So are you staying on in your apartment? I think you said you only leased it for a year.
Yeah, it makes sense to rent in Montreal. You don't have to fork out a fortune for a place downtown.
You can get a deal because there's so much on the market.
And getting a place of my own is, well, financially out of the question. But quite a few people on our street are moving out, right?
Yeah, like my sister's moving again. She wants to be more in the center.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Adam. How are you finding living in Montreal?
Hi, Juliet. It's a great city, and I've got some good buddies now, guys who live on our street and work colleagues. Are you going to the street party to celebrate Canada Day?
You bet. It's a real important thing for me and my family. Celebrating it is an annual ritual for us.
I'll see you there, then. It's going to be a beautiful day. And that sudden shift from biting cold gales to beautifully balmy evenings when you can sit outside in a t-shirt until midnight is what drew me to Montreal. It's awesome.
I know what you mean. So are you staying on in your apartment? I think you said you only leased it for a year.
Yeah, it makes sense to rent in Montreal. You don't have to fork out a fortune for a place downtown.
You can get a deal because there's so much on the market.
And getting a place of my own is, well, financially out of the question. But quite a few people on our street are moving out, right?
Yeah, like my sister's moving again. She wants to be more in the center.
Oh, okay.
Extract 2. You hear two students, a girl called Soraya and a boy called Halim, talking about an essay they have to write on the topic of plastic. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Hi, Soraya. How are you getting on with your essay on plastic?
Hi, Helene. Well, the background reading's fascinating. Okay, there's been a complete U-turn in the views expressed in journals and even in the popular press in recent years. But actually, when I read about the 1950s, I get that at that time plastic was seen as revolutionary. You could make anything from it, from bottles to roofs. It was so strong and durable. What was not to like? Whereas now, it's seen as a real threat to the planet.
Yeah, I've read a couple of really thought-provoking articles and I watched the documentary our tutor recommended. You know, the one called Plastic Madness.
Oh yeah, any good?
Wildly overdramatic at the end in my view. To be fair, it did go into the pros and cons of the uses of plastic and it covered the main ideas we discussed in class. But to close with statements like most species of fish will be extinct within 10 years was way over the top.
And did it go into issues like plastic causing air pollution?
It did, yeah. Hi, Soraya. How are you getting on with your essay on plastic?
Hi, Helene. Well, the background reading's fascinating. Okay, there's been a complete U-turn in the views expressed in journals and even in the popular press in recent years. But actually, when I read about the 1950s, I get that at that time plastic was seen as revolutionary. You could make anything from it, from bottles to roofs. It was so strong and durable. What was not to like? Whereas now, it's seen as a real threat to the planet.
Yeah, I've read a couple of really thought-provoking articles and I watched the documentary our tutor recommended. You know, the one called Plastic Madness.
Oh yeah, any good?
Wildly overdramatic at the end in my view. To be fair, it did go into the pros and cons of the uses of plastic and it covered the main ideas we discussed in class. But to close with statements like most species of fish will be extinct within 10 years was way over the top.
And did it go into issues like plastic causing air pollution?
It did, yeah.
Extract 3. You hear a psychologist, Dr. Jane Blake, and a journalist, Ed Regas, discussing the teenage years. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
So, Jane, I'm the parent of a 16-year-old, Max, and my wife and I are constantly wondering if we're doing the right thing.
The teenage years are critical in human development, Ed. Parents are programmed to care for their child, but in evolutionary terms, the infant must develop, mature, and eventually separate from them. And although the majority of parents cope admirably with their child becoming a monosyllabic and at times difficult teenager, few know when to let go. At the same time, parents do generally adapt well to having to provide more emotional support than physical support.
With Max, we're going through things like he seems reluctant to wake up before 10.
Some schools have changed their timetable to take into account the fact that teenagers perform better later in the day.
Not his, unfortunately. The good thing is Max and I are both seriously into gaming, and I'm fascinated by how so many games promote universal values like hard work pays off, collaboration works better than confrontation, and thinking things through is to be admired. I encourage Max to invite his mates round to our house because I want him to build up a circle of good friends who share common interests. So, Jane, I'm the parent of a 16-year-old, Max, and my wife and I are constantly wondering if we're doing the right thing.
The teenage years are critical in human development, Ed. Parents are programmed to care for their child, but in evolutionary terms, the infant must develop, mature, and eventually separate from them. And although the majority of parents cope admirably with their child becoming a monosyllabic and at times difficult teenager, few know when to let go. At the same time, parents do generally adapt well to having to provide more emotional support than physical support.
With Max, we're going through things like he seems reluctant to wake up before 10.
Some schools have changed their timetable to take into account the fact that teenagers perform better later in the day.
Not his, unfortunately. The good thing is Max and I are both seriously into gaming, and I'm fascinated by how so many games promote universal values like hard work pays off, collaboration works better than confrontation, and thinking things through is to be admired. I encourage Max to invite his mates round to our house because I want him to build up a circle of good friends who share common interests.